Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somebody's going to take the brunt of this because you're not hearing a lot of talk about education, but you're hearing a lot of talk about education. And when do kids go back to school? Fran Rabinowitz is the executive director, Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents, and we're honored to have her here this morning. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
So now what do we do? Well, more importantly, how are you guys doing?
Well, you know, we're challenged, and we are working very hard to ensure that we have a plan for students to come back in August. What we're hoping is that the infection rate remains low,
right,
and that we can bring back all of the students, because we know that is the most effective way to educate our children.
Fran, you know, a couple of things come to mind. Number one, okay, we do know, and it's pretty much a fact, that kids generally don't suffer from this, or if they do, it's, you know, very, very mild.
Yes.
But I guess, is the concern the teachers? Is that the big concern here?
Well, I believe that we are, yes, we are concerned about the health and safety of our staff. I mean, without them, we can't do very much. And also about the families. Like, while children don't become ill, there's new research coming out now that if, you know, older children can very easily carry the COVID-19 home to family members. So we need to be incredibly careful as we set up our plans to bring kids back.
MIT did a thing. In fact, I saw it like a month ago. And basically said, okay, so now where did they pick it up? And they're finding out that in about 50% of the cases, it was from somebody at home.
Yes.
You know, so that's something to keep in mind. On the other hand, Fran, are your members getting, you know, a lot of parents are in a very difficult position in that, you know, they're having to stay at home. Maybe they both have jobs outside the home. It's very difficult for them. So I think they're ready, A, because they're concerned about their kids getting an education, but B, also about being able to make some money. So, I mean, this is a rough situation.
Oh, and that is, I'll be honest with you, Ray, that is a very real consideration for families. And I absolutely get that, and we get that. I mean, honestly, our first concern, obviously, is the effective education of all students, and that's where we're going to be. But also, it is an economical piece, and I believe, I'm very hopeful that the infection rate will stay low. Right now, many districts have done surveys. There's anywhere from 5 to 20% of parents saying they will keep their children home. That's a low percentage. I believe that percentage will even become lower after a couple of weeks of school in which they see that the kids are healthy and safe and the staff is safe.
Well, yeah, and pediatricians, the American Academy of Pediatricians, about 2 weeks ago said, you know, it's best for them for social development, get to play with their pals. I mean, they love mom and dad, and they love their brothers and sisters, but, you know, it's nice to get away and to get into that school environment, which, by the way, is going to change quite a bit, isn't it, Fran?
Oh, yes, it is. You know, they... I have said over and over again, schools will not open the way they did in August or September of 2019. And that's absolutely true. The environments will look different. The children will be spaced, 6 feet apart if it's feasible. But certainly we're going to be looking at 3 feet apart. You'll have additional hand washing. You'll have clearing of the classrooms to sanitize them. You'll have face coverings, which is a huge difference. And we'll be cohorting kids, so kids won't be moving around the schools as much. And you'll have corridors that are one way and that type of thing. Everything that we can think of to do that will make a healthy and safe environment. That's
so instead
the number
of going
one
out
piece at this time.
So instead of going out and buying your lunchbox, the kids will go out and buy a mask that's kind of geared to them. That's kind of...
Yes, and we do hope that parents will, send masks with the children. I mean, obviously, we're going to have them on hand in the schools as well. But I'm hoping that it becomes so part of life, just like, you wear shoes and socks, and you're going to wear masks for this time. Our kids are so resilient, we're the ones that have more difficulty with it, I think. We've had some summer schools in person, and superintendents have been pleasantly surprised at how well the students did with the masks.
Question I would have is, you've been doing distance learning, and we've heard about a number of kids who just aren't equipped to do it. They don't have internet access, or it's low speed. They may not have a laptop, though that's been dealt with a bit. But the problem is, what does this do, though, to the test scores? And and I know that districts live and die by those scores.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, Ray, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say maybe we need to think less about test scores at this point.
Yeah.
And certainly the achievement of our kids is incredibly important. And I have no doubt that while teachers have done a yeoman's job and have done phenomenally innovative things, I have no doubt that we've lost some ground academically. And we are going to need to work on that. But our first priority is to keep kids healthy and safe and emotionally and socially. Build them up again. Build their social and emotional development. That, for me, is priority. And honestly, the achievement will come along. And trust me, as a former superintendent, those test scores were monumental to me. And achievement is still a priority, but I think we have to concentrate on getting them back and taking care of the whole child at this point.
At this point, Fran, is it basically, and then I'll let you go, Fran Rabinowitz is the executive director of the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents, who are going to be right in the middle of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
How does each town then, Board of Education, have to submit their plan to the state to get approved, or how exactly is this going to work?
Well, every school district is working on their plan right now. It's due to the state just as a submission, not as an approval, a submission on July 24th. We're encouraging districts to work regionally so that your plan in West Hartford looks like Farmington's, which looks like Simsbury's, because, you have three plans in there. You have all children back, you have hybrid, some children back if the data ticks up, and then you go to full distance learning. We believe, especially in the hybrid model, if we can have some consistency, at least regionally, it will make it easier for families and for the teachers who have children of their own at home.
Well, I guess field day's off this year, so there's that.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see too many field days.
Although sun's good for you. Sun's great for you. Hey, Fran, thank you much for being on. I wish you good luck. We'll stay in touch as you guys try and work through this thing.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
All right,
take
bye-bye.
Care. Fran Rabinowitz, Executive Director, Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents. A lot to be decided, even now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.